Welcome to the Full Moon Radio Podcast, your biweekly dose of moon magic, inspiration, and mindset therapy. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, moon manifestation expert, energy healer, DJ, and yogi. I am obsessed with teaching you how to use the moon to manifest the light that sets your soul on fire. If you want to learn how to use the moon and her phases to live your absolute best life, you've come to the right place. Moon people, unite! We are about to have a freaking blast together. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Now let's tune in. Hello, 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 all my beautiful moon people. How are you today? This is Nicole Luna, the host of the Full Moon Radio Podcast, and I thank you so much for pressing play today. I thank you so much for being here, and I thank you so much for tuning in no matter where you are on this beautiful earth. We have an amazing episode for you today. In today's epic episode, we are diving deep into the energy of the Libra full moon and how to make the most of this transformational energy. I will also share the best crystal to pair with this moon and a really powerful way that you can use it to make the most of this full moon. Last but not least, I will leave you with a positive affirmation to keep you aligned and inspired during this lunation, and I have a new music playlist for you to celebrate this moon. I couldn't be more excited to get started with today's episode, but before we get started, let's start out with our little sponsored by and life update. Today's post is sponsored by our newest product that I am so excited to announce. That our newest product is a full moon ritual kit. Yes, my goddesses, I have put together a full moon ritual kit for you to celebrate the moon, the full moon, every single full moon. If you've been to our store, fullmoonradio.shop, then you know we were already selling a full moon ritual spray, which was a crystal infused essential oil spray that helps you align with the moon's energy, clear and connect and let go during the full moon. Well, now, my goddesses, we have a full moon ritual kit that includes not only our full moon ritual spray, but also an amethyst crystal and a full moon release ritual script that walks you through step by step how to do a full moon ritual, how to do a full moon release ritual. The full moon ritual kit has everything you need for your full moon ritual, for letting go, and for resetting your energy during the full moon. You can grab yours at fullmoonradio.shop and you can save 20% on our brand new full moon ritual kits with code Full Moon Ritual at checkout. I am so excited to launch these full moon ritual kits, and I cannot wait for you to get them in your hands and for you to start doing your full moon rituals, using your crystals, and making magic happen in your life. You can grab yours at fullmoonradio.shop and save 20% with code Full Moon Ritual this week at fullmoonradio.shop. And a little life update, what's going on and what's happening in my world. My eyes are finally healed from LASIK. If you've been tuning in, you know that I just recently got LASIK eye surgery and my eyes are finally healed, you guys. I can see crystal clear. I feel like I can see over a mile away. If you are on the fence about LASIK, I would highly recommend it. It is life-changing. Another life update, the house. My dream home that is being built in Mexico is officially underway, you guys. The drawings are being drawn up. We are making critiques. And as soon as I have the first rendering of the house, the first complete rendering of the house, I will definitely be posting it on my Instagram. So if you've been following me since last year, you know that I just purchased some property in Mexico and this year I am building a home on it. So we are in forward house motion right now and I will be posting about the progress on my social media. So make sure you're following at fullmoon.radio so you can stay updated on the Mexican house progress. Okay, all that being said, let's dive in to today's episode. We have a full moon coming up in the sign of Libra. And this is not just a full moon, my goddesses, this is a super moon. So we have a super full moon
in the sign of Libra coming up on March 28th or 29th, depending on where you are in the world. This full supermoon in the sign of Libra is happening at 11:48 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on March 28th. That makes it 2:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:48 p.m. in London Universal Time, and that makes it 7:48 a.m. on the 29th for our friends in Sydney. So you'll either be celebrating this moon, this full supermoon on March 28th or March 29th. We also have the equinox, the spring equinox, happening on March 20th. And the spring equinox actually signifies a brand new zodiac year. This is actually the new year for the zodiac calendar. And the equinox is a time of fresh starts, renewal, time for new love, new doors opening, and the seeds that you've been planted are about to start flowing, growing, and blooming this new spring season. So get excited for the full moon and the equinox coming up on March 20th. The full moon and the equinox are both a great time for cleansing on all levels. So get ready to clear your home, clear your vibe, and get ready for the new energy and new opportunity that are coming your way. A little fun fact about the equinox: the pyramids in Egypt were actually aligned with the sun, and they point in a line exactly on the equinox. That is where they point, and that's where the cycle starts. So on the equinox, the pyramids in Egypt are pointing directly to the sun, and they will align with the center of the pyramids to start the new year. So happy new zodiac year, all my queens out there. So this full moon in Libra is going to be its brightest point of this cycle. The full moon is in Libra and the sun is in Aries. So we have these opposing energies here. Libra is all about finding the balance in our lives, and Aries is all about taking action and going after it. So this full moon will be illuminating and shining light on different areas of our life and different energy that we need to bring balance and harmony into, and that we need to take action to clear out of our being. Libra energy is also about seeing both sides of a situation and both sides of the energy, the light and the dark. And this moon is going to have two major themes. The first is loving yourself authentically. And the second is balancing the energy in your relationships. The first theme of this moon is about exploring your energy to find out who you really are, who you are at your core, who you are at a soul level, the true you and the realest you when no one is watching, when no one is listening. This full moon is all about digging deep and finding out who you really are. Not the person that your parents wanted you to be, not the person that you think that you need to be to fit in, but the real you, like the real you. This Libra moon wants you to love and bring out that realness in you. Bring the authentic you out and let her shine. This full moon is also about realizing the healing that is happening within you now, because you are healing from something right now, and this moon is bringing clarity, it's bringing peace, and it is bringing grace to this situation. There is also a renowned sense of strength that's coming in with this full moon energy to support your healing, support this healing that you are going through. So whatever you've been healing, know that you are supported this moon with this beautiful Libra energy, and this healing is opening new levels of consciousness and new life experiences for you. This healing is necessary for your evolution. This full moon is also bringing a very strong sense of confidence, and you are going to feel compelled to move forward, to heal, to let go, and to move on for your greatest good. You are going to want to heal and just allow the healing to keep flowing this full moon. It's time to step away, step back. It's time to let go and look at the new relationship that is forming with yourself. Remember that we are all moving through this river of life right now. And imagine that your life is this long river and you're going from one destination to another. You're back in the flow of life right now, and the flow is taking you to your next best destination. So everything can feel like it's crumbling right now, but know that it's all actually coming together. It's all coming together for you now as part of the bigger picture. The universe is clearing people and situations and habits away from your life now. And these people are not leaving you. The universe is pulling them away from you so that you can reconnect with yourself. It's time to come home, come back to yourself. It's time to reset your energy. It's time to heal. It's time to figure out who you are again so you can move forward again. Right now we're in this transformational limbo where all the healing and all the clearing and all the baggage is being released. But don't worry, it's all for the bigger picture. Trust in your higher purpose right now. Trust in the divine plan that is working out for you. Do not resist. Do not fight the change. Even though your ego is going to want to be so loud right now, tell her to be quiet. Tell her to shut it down. Tell her you do not need her because you are figuring out who you are at a soul level. Don't try to go back to how you used to be in your old ways of being. Just let go with this moon's energy. Let go even if you don't have closure. Let go even if you don't understand why. Know that it is part of the divine plan that is working out for you, and all you need to do is keep going with the flow. This Libra moon says, do not be afraid to leap into the unknown, because you can handle the unknown with grace, with ease, and understanding now. You are the smartest version of yourself right now. You are the most refined version of yourself that you've ever been right now. You're the most mature you that you've ever been. And you are finally at this beautiful point where you're ready to craft the best version of you so that you're finally ready for that job, for that lover, or that adventure that you've been waiting for. So think about the last time that you made a big move or a big life change, or you made a big decision or said yes to something that completely changed your life and took you to the place that you are now. Think about how aware and how conscious you were back then compared to how much more aware, self-aware, and more self-conscious you are now. Right now, you're ready for this next chapter. You've never been more ready for this next chapter. And this full moon just wants you to reconnect with your soul, with who you really are at an authentic level. So you can soar, so you can shine, and so you can really make the most of this next destination that you're heading to. Some of you are going to feel really, really ready, and some of you aren't going to have this confidence right now. Some of us can be feeling a lot of confusion around this moon. Some of us may be feeling a lot of self-doubt, worry, and lots of insecurities right now. Some of us are going to be looking for answers, solutions, and clarity. For some of you, it may be the scariest moment in your life right now because you can't clearly see where the universe is guiding you. But right now is the moment. This is the moon to leap and let the net appear. To leap and just trust that a new sense of self is surfacing, that the new life is coming to fruition. So no matter if you're soaring with confidence or you're soaring with fear, just know that it is time to let go and move on. We've got to move on even if we're scared. We've got to move on even if we're wrapped in fear. We've got to move on even if we're shaking in our boots, because we are being guided to the best destination and our greatest healing that we will ever see. This Libra moon and the equinox is also a turning point in this year, and a turning point in our evolution, a turning point in our healing. This full moon is going to help free a big, big block that has been blocking us for far too long. A block is going to be freed with this energy. A pattern or a cycle is going to end for you around this moon, so you can finally heal and the energy in your life is able to flow freely again. We've been building up to this point, and imagine when you've eaten too much and you're so bloated and you're so full and your pants are just so tight. And then that moment that you unbutton your pants and you just, the energy just is able to flow again. That is the release that's coming with this moon. It's just an and the energy is finally able to flow. The block is freeing, the bubble is bursting, the cycle is ending. And the energy from this point, from this moon moving forward, is going to really start flowing in our best interest for the rest of this year. We have come to the turning point. So this supermoon is here to break that pattern, break that habit, break that cycle, so you can heal and start moving forward. And you can expect the energy in your life to really start freeing up and new things, new doors really start opening with this moon. The other theme that this moon has is with relationships. And this moon is going to be showing you something that you need to see in yourself and in your relationships that needs to change. And this is not just your relationships with your loved one, your lovers. This is your relationships with everyone, with your lovers, with your family, or with your friends. So see what realizations are coming up around your relationships for you now. You're going to have an aha moment. You're going to have some clarity as to something that you were really unconscious of before coming to the light. You are going to become conscious of something that you need to know regarding your relationships now. So maybe you've been settling for way less than you know you deserve. Maybe you've been giving away too much of your energy and not receiving anything back in your relationships. Maybe you've been putting your own needs aside and you've completely lost yourself in the process. Maybe you let things slip time after time and it's finally time to make a stand. Whatever it is for you, check in with your relationships, with your siblings, with your friends, with your lovers, with your mothers, and how you're relating with others, how you're exchanging your energy with others. Because this moon is going to help you become aware of something that you need to know. Maybe it's time that you raise your standards in your relationship and you let those people that you've outgrown go. Because I want you to remember something. Deep souls need deep souls. It's time that we stop settling for mediocre friends and mediocre relationships and energy sabotaging and energy draining relationships. It's time that we call in our equals so we do not have to fix the people around us, but they lift our life up with more fun, with more joy, with more support and more happiness. And this is for friends and for lovers. Your friends should lift you up and inspire you to grow, not bring you down or judge you. And your lovers should make your life 100 times better. So let's reset our standards for who we're letting in our life and what energy we're giving. And we're going to make sure that our relationships are adding value to our overall purpose. Whatever it is that you become aware of this moon, it's time to become soft, it's time to let the blocks free, and it's time to let your authentic self come out. Blocks can be physical, blocks can be emotional, blocks can be mental, and whatever patterns and cycles that need to end will show up for you around this full moon and the weeks after. So pay attention, become the observer, and let whatever needs to go, go. Whatever you do during this intense full moon energy, do not be mad at yourself. Don't be mad at yourself for allowing yourself to be a certain way or allowing yourself to be treated a certain way by a certain person. Just forgive yourself for letting yourself slip away, for letting yourself go, for letting yourself settle. Just forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself is going to be really crucial this full moon. So our two main themes are loving and getting to know who you are at a soul level, figuring out what makes you sing, what makes you happy, what brings you joy, what you value, what you need to feel supported and whole. Because you are being called to go higher. You are being called to go to the next level and show the universe what you are ready for. And the second theme this moon is making sure there is balance in your relationships with friends, lovers, and family. So it's time to let whatever wants to emerge from your soul to come out. It's time to go deep into your soul and figure out who the F you are, what makes you smile, and what is going to keep you shining on this planet. It's time to start knowing who you are and how you want to share your energies with others and the world. Because a beautiful new door is opening, and this healing and authenticity is going to help you on this new adventure. It's a great time to do breath work. It's a great time to clear the energy field of blocks and stored energy. It's a great time to do chakra clearing and energy healing meditations. It's a great time to do releasing meditations and chakra cleansing meditations. It's a great time to detox or do a juice cleanse. And it's a great time to smudge your aura and just get outside and get connected with you. Realize this full moon, what a joy you are. Realize this full moon, how amazing you are. Realize this full moon, how beautiful you are, how special you are, and how unique you are. You are a badass. You are epic. You are a gift. You are the total package. And it is time to claim it and own your uniqueness now. It's time to welcome the new experiences that are coming for you. It's time to clear the past and become an open door to what's to come. Moving right along, the best crystal to pair with this Libra moon is rose quartz. Rose quartz holds the vibration of unconditional love, and it is the most powerful frequency in the entire universe, you guys. Love is the most powerful and highest frequency in the entire universe. So using rose quartz this full moon to help reconnect with yourself, to help love yourself again, and to help heal any type of relationship problems that you may be having. Rose quartz will help boost peace, calm, and self-love, and it also helps you heal relationships, promote mutual understanding, and it inspires an attitude of compassion and kindness. This magical crystal activates the heart chakra and it clears any stored emotion and negativity from the heart space. It will help you cultivate self-love, healing, and compassion for others and your relationships this full moon. The best way you can use rose quartz this full moon is by doing a full moon heart chakra clearing meditation. We tend to hold on to a lot of negative energy around our heart space. So this full moon heart chakra clearing meditation will help release any stored energy around the heart, love yourself again, and reconnect with your true authentic self. To do this rose quartz heart chakra healing meditation, you're going to want to first lie down and place the rose quartz right on your heart center, directly on your heart and on your heart chakra. And you're going to want to breathe in and out of the heart space like your heart was a mouth, actually taking the breath So you want to fill up from the heart and the chest and release from the heart and the chest. Now breathe through the heart for at least 10 minutes. And as you breathe through your heart space with your rose quartz on your heart, you're going to repeat this mantra. And this is a very powerful mantra for releasing and clearing negative energy from the heart space. I ask that any negative energy in my body be transmuted into love now. I ask that any negative energy in my body be transmuted into love now. And you're going to repeat this mantra over and over and over again for 10 minutes. You can set a timer on your phone when doing this to help you know exactly how long you've been doing it. So start the timer and repeat the mantra while breathing through the heart space over and over and over again. I ask that any negative energy in my body be transmuted into love now. When you are done after 10 minutes, you are going to feel so light, so free, so clear, so free of blocks, and so full of bliss, love, and self-compassion. It's a really powerful meditation, and send me a DM and let me know how you liked doing it. Rose quartz is also really good for your skin and anti-aging, you guys. A little bonus here. So if you want to make a little full moon water and add rose quartz to the water, you can use it as a toner and spritz it on your face to enhance self-love and clarity of the skin for many, many moons to come. So two really fun ways to use your rose quartz this full moon. Moving right along, your powerful affirmation to help you align with this Libra full moon is, I love myself, I believe in myself, and I came here to shine. I love authentically expressing myself and sharing my uniqueness with the world. Woo! Say it loud, say it proud. Let's say it together so every cell of our being can feel it. I love myself, I believe in myself, and I came here to shine. I love authentically expressing myself and sharing my uniqueness with the world. Yes, my goddesses, I hope you love that affirmation as much as I do. And remember, affirmations, the more that you say them, the more that your subconscious mind will believe that they're true, and the faster the results will show up in your life. So if you're feeling any type of self-doubt, any type of unworthiness, or you need a little self-love in your life, repeat this affirmation 5,000 times this full moon. And last but not least, I have a new music playlist for you to celebrate and align with this Libra energy. This new playlist, you can use it for your journaling, you can use it for your full moon release rituals, you can use it for your morning routines, you can use it for your workouts, you can use it whenever you need a positive energy boost or you need some good vibes in your life. The music playlist is available for you on SoundCloud, and I'm also going to be posting the mix to Spotify from now on. I am going to be figuring this out, and I will post the mix on Spotify from now on. So if you are listening on iTunes, or if you're listening on Google Podcasts, or anything but Spotify, you'll continue to listen to the mix on SoundCloud. But if you have Spotify, you now will be able to listen to the mix on SoundCloud or Spotify. It is up to you. So tune into the mix on SoundCloud or Spotify moving forward and enjoy celebrating this full moon. Make sure you grab your full moon ritual kit just in time for the full moon by heading to fullmoonradio.shop. Our full moon ritual kit includes a crystal charged energy spray that's going to help you release any negative energy from your body for good. It includes an amethyst crystal and a ritual script so you can do a full moon ritual this full moon. You can head to fullmoonradio.shop and save 20% on your kit with code FULLMOONRITUAL this week. That is all I have for you goddesses this week. We will be back on the podcast in just 2 weeks on March 31st, getting you all prepared for the April new moon coming up in the sign of Aries on April 12th. I cannot wait to connect with you again. I hope you have the most magic full moon. I hope you have the best time connecting with the real you and learning who you are at a soul level. And I also hope that you heal those relationships and you get what you need from them and from life. I'll see you guys in just 2 weeks. You can connect with me on social media at fullmoon.radio. In the meantime, stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.